Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge. There's a place about 45 miles northwest of the city that you could call a little slice of heaven. Ride with us and explore the village of Wakanda, a place you could call home. Sponsored by Illinois Lottery, doing good and supporting Illinois communities, and by McDonald's.
Yeah, we're doing it in Lake County today in the Wakanda area. Trent Blasco is the Lake County Model Railroad Clubber, is with that. Are you the chief engineer? What do we call somebody that's in charge of the Model Railroad Club? Trent, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me, John. I am just a member of the club. I've been a member for about 15 years, but we do have a board, like presidents and vice president and trustees and whatnot.
So is this a club where you all meet and there's a main train set, or do you all have your own train sets? What is a model railroad club?
So it's kind of like the old school clubs. It's a built in the basement of one of the buildings in Wakanda. The membership has paid to have a building, a layout built, and we go down there and we run our trains, we build, we model, and it's all club funded. So it's all from our money, you know, and then we just build and enjoy the hobby.
So are they, what scale are they? Are they a little like HO scale? I remember race cars.
Yes.
Or are they big ones?
It's HO scale. It's 187 scale. That's like the standard size, pretty much the standard size for the industry.
How many guys or gals are in this club?
So we got about 28 members, and it's we're actually a smaller club, but we've always stayed right around 25, 28.
25 or 28, and then is it mostly guys, or are there some women in it?
Oh, it's 100% male.
Yeah, who am I kidding here?
Yeah.
And then do you guys have, like, do you change the layout, or do you have the same layout all the time?
So the layout's always the same. However, it's gone through many changes over the years. So buildings change, the scenery changes, but for the most part, it's pretty much the same, except for new scenery about every 5 or 6 years, and not all of it gets done. It's just little parts of the layout that might get changed.
So what is it you say you do when you're down there in the basement with the
So we meet on Fridays, you know, we all get together, it's socialized. We used to go across the street to some of the restaurants, or, you know, Lindy's Landing and whatnot. In other times, guys just go down there just to get away, you know, from work and all of life stuff. And they just, things they've built at home, they bring down there and they operate. Or, you know, sometimes we have people that want to come down and see the layout. So we make sure that there's enough people there to put on a show.
Yeah. I've actually gone to a place where these are, and it is pretty fun to see the streets and the people and the houses and the trees. I mean, I get the fun of all of that. Do you all bring your own little trains and put them on the track, or do you have a club train that's always there?
So, good question. So most of the freight cars all stay on the layout. We don't remove them from the layout. They just live on the layout. But our locomotives, we bring those usually down in our own special boxes that we made or still in the packaging, whatever, and then we put them on, and then we can operate them.
Yeah. What's the best part of this? I mean, this really does sound like a nice oasis for you guys. If you don't have your man cave, you've got the club, huh?
That's exactly. I used to have a layout in my basement, and I got rid of it. The wife was happy. Now I just keep going to the club, you know. But, it's the best thing about it, I think, really, is, one, showing off what your modeling skills. But the other thing, especially with our club, we've been there for 52 years. It's the generations that have come through the door and share stories like, oh, yeah, my dad used to take me here when I was a kid, and now I'm taking my kids here. Yeah. And being in the same location, it's nostalgia to some people now.
Well, you know, now that you mention it, I'll bet a grandpa would love to take a grandkid, or a young father might want to bring his son or daughter there.
All the time. That's huge with us, and people are always reaching out and asking, when are you open? I want to bring my grandkids down.
And not to get too philosophical about it, but in an age where it's all videos and screens. It's nice to have a tactile hobby, isn't it?
Yeah, it's hands-on. You actually got to build it. You know, you can, you got to paint things. You got to, you know, it's even gone digital now. There's computer chips in the locomotives with the sound and stuff like that, but you can program that. So it's just, yeah, it's all around hands-on, and it's really a good hobby for young kids to learn how to do so many different things that a lot of kids don't get to do today.
Yeah. Good on you, Trent. I guess, do you limit it to Princetonians, or can anybody be in this?
So
Wakandans, yeah.
Yeah, so to become a member, there's a process. You got to go through the trustees, and what we're really looking for is people that can help maintain the layout. So we're not just looking for people to give us money and then run on the layout. We're looking for people that can help us maintain it, because it is an old building and it's an old layout. So, if you want to come down and visit with us, absolutely. Any Friday night, we're open, you know, between roughly about 5 to 8 o'clock at night, and you just walk right on, and you don't have to make an appointment. Just come on down.
Yeah. Trent Blasco, Lake County Model Railroad Club. That would be the LCMRR.org, Lake County Model Railroad Club.
Yep.
Part of the Your Hometown feature on WGN. Trent, well done. Nice to talk to you today.
Thank you so much, John.